This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Divide and conquer. Turn man against woman, woman against man, father against son, black against white. It just goes on and on. And now we see every sporting event, every human action that takes place being turned into an attempt to manipulate human minds and turn us against each other. And who's doing it? A consortium of big, powerful, exploitive megacorporations who just 50 years ago made about 20% of the profit for themselves. Now they get 70%. But they're the ones all day telling you about inequity between black people and white people and old people and young people and people of the third world, people of the first world, because it's a distraction from what they're doing, a rear guard action. Look at this headline by Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. Equal pay? Women's World Cup brings in 131 million compared to men's, which earned 6 billion. Now, if something has $6 billion coming in versus 131 million, who's going to get paid more? You know, it's kind of like if a movie comes out that costs $100 million to make, but it makes $500 million, do the producers make more money on that versus a movie that costs $1 million to make that makes $20 million? A fifth grader would say that the one that makes the hundreds of millions more, that the people would get paid more. And if people in history chose to go see women's sporting events more than they would see men's, the women would be paid more. Now, I know our audience understands this, but when you pull back and you see the women's team from the U.S. winning and it being turned into an America-hating, throw American flags on the ground, bitch and complain, demand more funding, that's not going to get more money to the women. In fact, just like the NFL, pay is set to be cut because NFL viewership is down about 39% from 4 years ago because of all of the Kaepernick-type garbage. People are tuning out of this crap. Hollywood's bottom line is getting smaller and smaller because no one wants to go see movies with all the politically correct garbage. But why does the system keep doing it? Because if you look at the profits, hundreds of billions a year by Hollywood, hundreds of billions a year by sports, it's still a fraction of the trillions and trillions a day in digital money transfers that the globalists have created out of thin air. You've got Facebook coming out with its own digital blockchain currency. They can make trillions out of thin air, so they don't care if they run Hollywood and the NFL and women's sports into the ground. Hey, I love women's sports. I love all sports. It's great. I like watching the women at the Olympics. Boy, I love watching the pole vaulters. Love watching those beautiful, strong bodies. But it doesn't matter because I won't tune into it because everything is a lecture. I won't watch men's sports. I won't watch women's sports because anytime I try to sit down with a family and watch it, it is laced with crap. So we watch old movies. My kids want to go over to friends' houses and watch the crap, they can do it. But I'm not going to be part of this anymore. And the real thing we can do is vote with our dollars and pull back from this and not support it. It's like the New York Times and all these other big groups, the Washington Post, are bankrupt. But they've got big, powerful billionaires behind them that are propping them up. InfoWars is supported by you. And that's why I always say, I am in your hands. And that's because I am in your hands, and this is an independent media organization powered by we the people. That's why InfoWars is yours, and its destiny lies with you. Now back to Will Johnson, David Knight, and the rest of the crew in Austin, Texas. I am working today on some big secret projects, and I'll be back in the studio, Lord willing, tomorrow. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. I have the honor and privilege to be sitting here today with Mr. David Knight. So the soccer team.
Yeah.
The soccer team, you know, Alex just was just talking about it before the break. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, you know, Will, this is the fourth time the women's U.S. women's soccer team has won the world championship. Why have we not heard about them when they did it the first, second, and third time? I think it's simply because you've got a Colin Kaepernick figure there, person of Megan Rapinoe. She is now, this is why everybody is talking about it, why they've made a big deal out of it. It wasn't a big deal the first three times they did it. Now it is. And if you go back to the last time they won the world championship, it was 2015. 2 years later, they played an under 15-year-old boys team and got beaten 5-2. Then they played, went on in the tournament, and they beat the Russians. So, I mean, they weren't a really weak team by world standards of the women's soccer. And then 2 years later, they win the soccer thing again. But now it's all because of the fact that they are protesting President Trump. This is why the corporate media is making a big deal out of it. That right there, that only. And I said, because they're being paid for by the taxpayers, and we're told all the time that we have to just shut up and go away because the internet is now owned by a handful of giant private corporations. They now own the internet, and so we should just shut up and get off of the public square if they say so. Well, okay, by those same rules, since the U.S. taxpayer owns the U.S. women's soccer team, can we tell these people to shut up and go away? I mean, I'm not about censorship. Look, I'm fine if she wants to protest this stuff.
Yeah,
that's the double standard that we see is what I'm pointing out.
It is. I completely agree with you. How do they expect to get paid the same amount when they don't bring in the same amount? Is it just because they're taxpayers, they just want to, you know, increase the taxes on the American people and just give them more money that way, regardless? So maybe in that case, instead of increasing the pay for the women, how about decrease the pay for the men?
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's not going to be market based. I mean, look, the World Soccer Championships aren't really market based anyway. In spite of the fact that Nike goes out there and uses this as an opportunity to make money off of their anti-Americanism, off of their anti-Trump. Nike simply, they just hate Trump. They hate America.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this a long, long time ago. I mean, everybody's saying, well, look, see, this wasn't about the police situation at all. No, of course it wasn't about the police situation. If it was about the police situation, you would have these leaders who are pushing back against this. They would say, look, there's a higher percentage of black people that have abuse of the system of the police, but there's more white people in terms of absolute numbers. So let's get the black people together and the white people together, and let's decide how we are going to control the system. And we've got bad actors. How do we purge them out of the system instead of allowing them to stay in the system? But they don't want to solve that problem. They want to use that as a means to divide people. That's what it's always been about from day one. It's also been about the Marxism that tries to deconstruct our culture. And now you can clearly see that with this Betsy Ross situation and the fact that Nike immediately jumps in and says, well, we need to have equal pay. You know, they're being criticized in France for being too white, this women's soccer team. You can't win. Once you go down this path of let's divide everybody by demographics, even the women's soccer team can't win that fight, ultimately.
Yeah, and you know, they just put up on a screen, I was going to talk about how the stadium was chanting equal pay, equal pay, equal pay. You know, maybe
they
everyone...
They were chanting F Trump, F Trump.
Yeah, basically,
and came back and said, we're ashamed to be Americans. So it's like, well, I'm ashamed you're an American.
Yeah, you know, I mean, exactly. I mean, why don't everybody that was in the stadium go ahead and pay another $100 on their ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
So the equal pay will come in. I guarantee everyone in the stadium said, no, I don't want to pay an extra $100. You know, our ticket should be free, you know, because the whole socialism thing and the whole soccer thing, they want to make everything free. They want to steal our money, taxpayer dollars, and just pay for everything. I wouldn't be surprised if the other countries say, well, you know what, because America, you should pay for everything. So when we have games, you should pay for that too.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, what's to stop him from doing it?
You have men's sports that people willingly pay what I consider to be exorbitant prices to go watch men play a boys' sport, right? I'm not interested in spectator sports. That's why I'm in politics. It's not a spectator sport. But people pay big ticket prices to go watch these contests. They don't do that for women's sports.
That's true.
Okay?
That's
why
true.
Is that? Maybe they should take a look at that. But they're not going to approach this from a market standpoint. They're just going to demand that they get equal results. They're not going to try to figure out what the public wants.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. You know, let's talk, this is still related to the soccer, but the whole point of them dropping the flag, and then you had to have one of them come and snatch it up really quick, trying to prevent it from being on the ground too long. But the point that she dropped it in the first place, trying to celebrate, doing their little dance, whatever it is, their celebration dance, and they dropped the flag. I mean, so They're already disrespecting America.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe because football is not a traditional American sport, maybe that's the reason why they felt comfortable doing it. I don't know the reason why she would drop it in the first place on the national scene like that, on the national level.
Well, she knows that this is going to give her a Nike contract. You know, if you spit in the face of America,
disrespect
in the
America.
Face of Trump, you're going to get a Nike contract. It's that simple.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Talk bad about America, and we'll give you some extra perks.
That's right. But, you know, this whole identity politics stuff comes around because they're being criticized for being too white. But take a look at what's happening across women's sports, and we've talked about this over and over again. You know, whether it's track and field or whether it's this particular team playing under 15-year-old boys, you know, their women are having, problems. College-age women are very concerned about the fact, or people even in high school who want to get a college scholarship said, look, I've worked very hard at this sport. And I can't get any recognition because I'm getting, we've got people coming in here, transgender male or females, or confused. Guys who identify, biological guys who say they're females. They're coming in and they're winning all the sports, right? And so that's unfair, fundamentally unfair, to women, to girls who are working really hard to get a scholarship to go to college or whatever. And so all of these policies come back around to them. You know, once you go down this path of saying we're going to not have things based on merit, but we're going to base things on demographics, then you start to have these fights. And that's the whole point. They want people fighting over demographics because the whole Marxist tactic has been to get people in the past to fight over different classes. That worked in Europe. That was very stratified by classes. Here in America, it didn't work. So you had people like Bill Ayers and others, the Weather Underground, saying, hey, this class warfare is not working. Let's use race warfare. And they were the ones who started promoting this white skin privilege. And that's where we are today.
Yeah,
you know, in education, that's where they're pushing all this.
You know, and that was part of the whole topic when I was talking about earlier, how the left come up with all these crazy things on how mm-hmm. to divide us, mm-hmm. and they use it when they don't have anything concrete to stand on. Let's just kick up something insane.
Yeah.
Racism, yeah. Something to divide us, something that is a hot topic button that people will talk about instead of the real issues.
Well, we got to make sure that divided, they fall.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. You know, when we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit about Ross Perot, if we can. Because I know he was...
Because he had United We Stand, right?
Yeah, he's
all about uniting people.
He's before my time, and you're just a little bit more mature than I am. Just a little bit. Ross just a little bit. So we'll talk a little bit more about Ross Perot. But, you know, I think what's happening across the world is becoming they're trying to make it the norm to talk bad about America, to talk bad about President Trump, and to make themselves look good, like they're so brave and so strong standing up against a neo-Nazi white dictator that's sitting in the Oval Office. And that's the way they're pushing it, which we all know is not true. Everybody loved Trump, especially the hip-hop world. I want to be like Trump. I want to mm-hmm. be like Trump until mm-hmm. he became president, ran as a Republican, and then, of course, again, President Trump being a white man, a Republican, doing stuff for black people, and not just black people, but black people are benefiting. Of course, the Democrats want to come in and they want to change all of it. They want to destroy everything that he is doing because he's not only helping white people, brown people, but he's helping black people. And to the Democrats, that is a problem. All right, my name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you
owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson, sitting in with David Knight. It's an honor to be a guest on the AJ Show, the Alex Jones Show, and to be sitting here with you. And we've been talking about many different topics. One of the producers just handed me an article here. I'm not sure how it was controversial, but they were talking about a Swedish, here it is, a migrant gang shoved gun into a Swedish boy's mouth and it stirs controversy. I'm not sure how that stirs up controversy. It's completely insane. It's wrong is wrong, yeah. No matter what it is. And someone shoving a gun, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, but he's a migrant. It's okay. It's okay. Migrants are okay no matter how bad they are, no matter the insane things that they do.
Oh, it's just like Antifa. You look at these little skinny kids dressed in black with black helmets on, and they can do whatever they want, right? And they go up and smack some guy wearing a MAGA cap in the face, and it's the MAGA cap guy that's hateful, and he deserved it because he's wearing a MAGA cap.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I wear mega hats, you know, mega hats. So actually on my personal website, UnitedAmericaFirst.com, I sell them on there. And I've had white liberals attack me. So I'm like, how dare you wear that hat or sell that hat? And they're like, you're just trying to get people to buy them. You know, I mean, look at this. This is insane. And so what's the controversy in that? What is that? Because he's a white male, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what...
You're not supposed to point out
that
they commit crimes because, you know, you're not supposed to point out the crimes of certain groups, right?
It's just like the migrant that came across the southern border of America had the young girl with him, and to my understanding, he raped her for over 4 months and then ended up killing her, and they put her in jail, and then you have the left that's trying to defend him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it just makes me think about all of the insanity that is taking place. But let's talk about Ross Perot. I think that's the main thing I want to talk about here, because I think you're going to educate me on him.
Well,
because
I'm just trying to refresh my memory. It's been a while. Okay, 1992 was really the year that everybody remembers Ross Perot. That's when he ran as a third party candidate for presidency. And, you know, a lot of things have happened since then. A lot of people have forgotten what that was about. But fundamentally, as I said this morning, you go back and that quote about the giant sucking sound that he had, and it was spot on and prophetic. He knew what was going to happen. And what immediately happened, as I said this morning, in the show that precedes this one, we had had between the U.S. and Mexico, for years before that, a rough trade parity. Some years, you know, we would be ahead. Some years, they would be ahead. But the spread was never more than $2 to $5 billion. As soon as NAFTA was passed, the trade deficit shot up to $17 billion in the favor of Mexico. that stayed there for 2 or 3 years. It's never gotten less than $17 billion, and it's gotten up to $72 billion. Hmm. It is a giant sucking sound. And it's not just Mexico, but it's also the situation with China as well. So he was right to identify that. Of course, you had both Bush and Clinton who wanted that to go through. The establishment parties wanted that to go through. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of connections between him and between President Trump. And he was right on that issue. President Trump is right on this issue. It's why they attack them. And it was interesting also because you remember, well, the people who go back and look at this, he was ahead in the polls before he dropped out of the race in July. He was ahead in the polls. He was polling at 39%. Bush and Clinton were tied at 24%. Even in the primaries, you had people in states like Oregon and Washington, they're writing in Ross Perot in the primaries. They wrote him in 13% of the people who are Democrats in Oregon voted for Ross Perot as a write-in candidate, 15% on the Republican side. So he had bipartisan support. He was murdering both of the establishment candidates. And so he said he dropped out in July. He said, I've had threats of violence against my family. And that got a lot of people's attention when he said that. And as things went on, he was saying, yeah, I've been threatened by the CIA, the FBI, and all these other people. Oh, he's crazy. He's Looney Tune, right? The FBI and the CIA would never try to overthrow an election. They would never come after somebody who is outside of the political establishment who wanted to shake up things. I mean, he was talking about, he was polling at 39% when he was talking about raising taxes and cutting spending because he's going to have a plan to balance the budget in 5 years. And yet, people saw him as a can-do candidate. You know, we had this debacle with Iran, which is really where most people's memory of the history of Iran begins. I don't, most people don't remember to when the CIA overthrew the Iranian elections in the 1950s and put that despot, the Shah of Iran, in, and when the CIA trained the secret police, the Savak, to torture any of his political opposition. They don't remember that. That went on for a couple of decades. All they remember is the blowback from that with the Iranian people. But put, you know, that policy went from a hardcore socialist or Marxist that gave us the Ayatollah. That's how our foreign policy works. But people remember the American embassy being taken over in Iran. And they remember the impotence of Jimmy Carter. And they remember the fact that Ross Perot, and it was memorialized in a movie called, I wrote down, Wings of Eagles, and had Richard Crenna playing Ross Perot. Ross Perot got his people out of Iran. Jimmy Carter didn't. So he was seen as a can-do person, a successful businessman. That's why he had that kind of broad support. Then he says, well, I've had death threats against my family. Everybody says, oh, he's a crazy conspiracy theorist. Would anybody say that today after what we have seen done to President Trump? I believe Ross Perot. I believed him then, quite frankly. I believe that the CIA and the FBI was capable of that kind of stuff back then. But I think everybody would believe him today if he were to say that.
I mean, I don't know how anyone would not believe him today.
That's right.
After what we just saw for the last 3 years.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And so you had Dan Quayle take point on that and called him, criticized him as a temperamental tycoon. He said, oh, he's just a folk hero. He's got a lot of, they focus on his character flaws and his eccentricities and that type of thing. Just like the same game plan that we see with President Trump. Threaten him. Talk about killing him, come after his temperamental qualities and so forth. Look, nobody's perfect, but he was a lot better than George H.W. Bush or Bill Clinton. And so they talked about him, played that aspect up. He got back into the race in October, but he never recovered in the polls. When he came back in, he was in a distant third place. He didn't win a single state. The Republicans believe that he cost them the election. No, that didn't cost them the election. What cost them the election was the read my lips promise from George H.W. Bush. That was what he focused his whole campaign on. Just like President Trump said, I'm going to build a wall. George H.W. Bush said, read my lips, no new taxes. Nobody believed him, really. We were hoping that it was going to be true because he had called Reagan's tax cut programs voodoo economics. Mm. And then as soon as he became president, he gave us what was then the biggest tax increase the United States had ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was essentially what cost him the election. People have looked at it and said, well, you know, some people say it cost the Democrats more than it did Republicans. Some people say it cut the other way. But that's the story of Ross Perot.
Well, thank you for that.
Sure.
Like I said, Ross Perot was before my time, and you're just a little bit more mature than I am. You have all the information on that. Hey, I want to thank everyone for staying with us, sticking with us. We will be back after this break. David Knight, you come on after the Alex Jones show, right?
No, I come on in the mornings at 8 o'clock.
Oh, my bad. Just the war room.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Will Johnson.
Welcome Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. It is an honor and a privilege to be sitting in this chair as a guest host for the AJ Show. So in this next segment, we are going to have Ben Garrison on with us. Beautiful artwork that he has created, the memes, the message that he puts across has absolutely ticked off the left. So I already automatically love this man. I mean, he does everything. He's fighting against the left. I mean, everything he's putting out from what I've been seeing has been completely accurate. Nothing has been a lie. He's just putting out his story, his message, and I wish I could draw half as well as he does. So without further ado, Mr. Garrison, thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's an honor. It's an honor. So let me ask you this. So a lot of people already know who you are. How did you get started in doing the memes and the graphics like this, and why did you do it?
Well, I got started 10 years ago. That's why we just put out a big coffee table book to celebrate our 10-year anniversary of drawing cartoons. I say our because my wife Tina also occasionally draws cartoons, but I started drawing them in 2009. As a way to protest the banker bailout, the great banker bailout, where everybody got bonuses, taxpayer bonuses, and the bankers got rewarded for their criminal acts. That's what it boiled down to, and I got very angry. That's when I started listening to Alex Jones about that time, too, and I would listen to him, and he was just a fountainhead of great metaphors and very visually oriented language, and I would hear him say something, and I would think to myself, well, that's a cartoon. I got to draw it. And the first one I did that he said was the March of Tyranny, where I showed two legs marching along, connected by the Federal Reserve at the top pyramid. That's one of my most famous cartoons. Well, that was something based on something Alex said, but that was my first viral cartoon, and that came about in 2010. And I've been drawing him ever since, but, you know, I've had quite a rocky road to start out with because I got attacked by trolls and got my reputation ruined, and I went through a lot of pain and suffering until we finally turned it around when Trump was elected in 2016. That's when my wife, Tina, and we decided we're just going to draw more cartoons. Instead of giving up, we'll just draw more and more of them. And see what happens. And what happened was it became a big success. And I'm really shocked because it's very difficult to be able to draw cartoons for a living. So I'm able to do that now, which is very gratifying, especially after all the money they cost me for many years.
Yeah, you know what? It's beautiful artwork. I wish I could just, like I said, I wish I could do just a quarter. You know, I can't even draw a straight line.
Well, just take practice. You know, I draw all the time. And so if you want to be an artist, if anybody out there wants to be an artist, you could do it. You got to draw every day. It's just like a musician. You have to practice every day. So, you know, I've been drawing pretty much all my life. And when I first started out, I was lousy. And a lot of people still think I am. But, I had to endure a lot of criticism, a lot of what I call inertia. The voice of inertia always tells you negative things to keep you from doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to overcome this voice of inertia. The inertia tells you, well, do it later, procrastinate, don't do it now. No, when I feel that inertia, I tell myself, no, we're going to do it now. You know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, do it now.
Do it now, yeah. So let me ask you, have you ever drawn one where it was, you know, could be perceived as being anti-American?
No.
So the only reason why I ask, because, you know, if you draw everything that is pro-American, they're not going to be happy with you. Obviously, they're not happy with you now because you're drawing stuff that's pro-American, that's pro-Trump. You show your love for the country through these cartoons that you're drawing, which are just absolutely beautiful. And you're getting the left to attack you. So it only means that you're doing the right thing, my opinion, because just like me speaking out, being a black male, and I speak out against what the left is doing, they attack me. I've had the death threats. It's almost to the point to where it's just a normal thing. And if I'm not getting the death threats, I'm not doing my job. So you doing the cartoons, I'm pretty sure that with all the attacks that you receive, what has been the most, the most attacks that you have received just because you simply draw a cartoon?
Well, yeah. I mean, and in the early days, that really bothered me. I hated being called a Nazi. I hated being called a racist. And I would do, I went into like a virtue signaling mode to prove to the world that I wasn't a racist and a Nazi. And I wrote a book that was a flop because the book is predicated on me being a virtue signaler trying to defend myself. And then after that flopped, I said, to heck with it. I don't care anymore. And I sort of got to this point where people can say whatever they like, and it doesn't bother me at all. I've kind of grown a thick hide that I didn't have before. And I sort of developed a little grace after all the insults that I feel that I'm at. And like you, I got, you know, you get a lot of flack when you're over the target, and you get insulted, and you get death threats. I've got all that. As a matter of fact, here's the socialist democratic, the democratic socialist left, their argument has really boiled down to insults. And I have a little list here. I typed up a little list of all the insults I've been called, and I'll just go down the line. Okay, so when I first started drawing anti-Obama cartoons, I, of course, was called a racist. When I questioned his birth certificate, I was called a birther. When I drew anti-Hillary cartoons, I was called a sexist. When I criticized taxpayer-funded abortion, I was called anti-feminist and misogynist. When I criticized the idea of America giving out free stuff to everyone on Earth, I was called a hater. When I drew anti-open border cartoons, I was called a xenophobe. When I drew anti-Sharia law in America cartoons, I was called an Islamophobe. When I criticized the trans craze, I was called a bigot. When I criticized vaccine abuse, I was called anti-science. When I criticized Al Gore and his global warming, I was called a climate denier. And when I praised Trump for his America First nationalism, I was called a Nazi. But especially when I draw anti-Federal Reserve cartoons, I'm always constantly smeared as anti-Semitic. And I'm not anti-Semitic, but the fact that Soros is out there, pulling the strings, and the Rothschilds are pulling his strings, these people exist, and they're not doing good things for humanity. When you criticize them, it's almost like a knee-jerk reaction. You're supposedly to be this raging anti-Semitic. Well, I'm not anti-Semitic, and I'm not going to let any of these names that they call me stop me from drawing more cartoons. And that's just the way it is. This is what happens when you are effective. Like you said, you get a little bit effective, you get a little notoriety, and boy, they come out of the woodwork to attack you. But this cartoon is not, a conspiracy theory. This is fact. I mean, the Rothschilds they've been for centuries, on both sides of wars, profiting. They control the purse strings of the royalty and the governments. They're always behind the scenes. They're not some, they want to make it so that they're some kind of it's some sort of a conspiracy theory that they even exist. Well, they do exist. They were instrumental in helping start the Federal Reserve, which, started a vile system of debt money in this country that's been stripping away money from hardworking Americans for over a decade, or over a century. So I'm going to continue to speak out the Federal Reserve. They can call me all the names in the world they want. It's not going to stop me.
You know, so instead of them taking the message that you're putting into the cartoons, they want to take it and twist it to try to say something completely different, what it's not. And it's like the normal tactic of the left. You know, they take everything and twist it instead of just looking at what it is. The message that you have in the cartoon, which is completely accurate. All the cartoons that I've looked at, that I've seen, and I didn't even realize they were yours until today, and I've seen so many of them and seen many of them go viral. They're not looking at the message. I think maybe it is that they are looking at the message. They just don't want people to recognize what the message is, so they deflect and try to get everyone to look at something else than what the truth is. So right after this break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk more with Ben Garrison about the cartoons and how he is doing today in this fight against the tyrannical left. It's Alex Jones.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So, this is a product fact, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A Monday warrior, me's right. Today's Tom Sawyer, me's right.
Welcome back. My name is Will Johnson. I am sitting in for Alex Jones on the InfoWars show. Today we have Ben Garrison with us. We're talking about the cartoons that he's created. I can't even, I have a marker and I'm like, how can I do this? I can't do it. And just the different shades. I like, you know, I do some graphics, but not nearly anything as good as Ben Garrison. Ben, so you've been doing this for about 10 years, and you started off and you've done everything that's been pro-American, and now you're doing stuff that's pro-Trump, and you've been attacked, I've been attacked, And because we've both been attacked because we show our support for America, we show our support for President Trump, and you know, with all the attacks coming, and then they were like I was talking about in the last segment, how they take everything instead of just looking at the message. When in your cartoons, your message, the message is so accurate, and I think that's the problem that they have with it, because it attracts children to look at the cartoon, for one, and children are not dumb. They will grab onto what you're saying in these messages. So what's the ratio between adults and children that look at your graphics, or do you even know the statistics on that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what our demographics really are. We've got, I think we've got close to 180,000 Twitter followers now, which is pretty incredible. Of course, I think we're shadow banned half the time. But, you use the word how the left likes to deflect things.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they do, but they use a word for it. They always say, I noticed this common trend because I got somebody write me the other day and use the same word, and the word is dog whistle. Well, this cartoon is a dog whistle for this. It's a dog whistle for anti-Semitism, or it's a dog whistle for racism, or it's a dog whistle for whatever insult they attach to it. So, in other words, they want to hijack the cartoon and say, well, this is what it really means, and what it really means is what they use, whatever insult they use to attack you, to get you kicked off of social media, to get your employers to fire you, to get basically to deplatform you and make you broke. And that's something that a lot of people are afraid of now, because they're afraid if they get and use their free speech, they might say something offensive. And, it's a way they do this to limit our free speech. And it keeps getting pared down where you can only say, for once, I got banned from Facebook once for saying tranny instead of trans. You can't say tranny. You have to say trans. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's no such thing as a trans anyway. I mean, a man cannot be a woman. I mean, that's just impossible, scientifically impossible. But you're supposed to pretend and go along with this delusion. But that's just something that I always go through. But it's funny how this word dog whistle always comes up because they want to hijack what I'm drawing instead of saying, this is what it means. It's right in front of you. No, it really means this. It's funny how they operate.
It is. I was talking with David Knight how, every time something comes out, they, like, for example, 4th of July, they're trying to say that it was racist, it's all about President Trump, and instead of it being about America, they tried to make everything out to be racist. Same thing with Nike. You know what? Actually, the producers here, so I have some shades, or not shades, these are my glasses, and I purchased these before the whole Nike thing came out, and I'm going to do this on camera. Maybe we can get a docu-cam shot here of me doing this. So these are Nike glasses. I had no idea that Nike would be doing this, so I'm going to mark it out because I can't support an organization that is so anti-American, and I'm going to mark these out until I can afford to buy some new glasses. I mean,
he made glasses.
What's really sad, because they're pretty decent glasses. I guess it's the lens that really count, not the frame. So, but anyways, how do you get inspired to draw the cartoons that you do? I mean, this happens, and then what's the process? It's like, oh, that's good, and then you go with it.
Well, the process, and this is the difficult thing, is trying to come up with the idea. But as a commercial artist, I have my own commercial art business for about 20 years, and I was trained to think in visual metaphors. So I think in terms of cliches and metaphors that can be made new again. So that's kind of a foundation. But a lot of people think I'm funny, and I'm really not funny. I'm a real serious, I'm kind of an angry guy more than funny. I can't think of anything more difficult to get on a stage and try to entertain people as a comedian. That's got to be tremendous pressure. So I never consider anything, any subject or topic that I'm going to make a cartoon about. My first thought is never, well, how can I make this funny? too many cartoonists do that. They just want to boil it down to some funny gag. Whereas I want to go more toward satire. And if there's any humor in the cartoon, it's kind of derived from the satire. By satire, I mean satire is more of a complex thing. So what I want to do is go after them by means of caricature. I want to mock their sanctimony. I want to show, you know, hey, this, I want to, in a visual form, show the corrupt things that they're doing and expose them, much like Thomas Nast exposed Boss Tweed at Tammany Hall. Hmm. I mean, that guy was a hero because he almost single-handedly took down the corruption of that was Tammany Hall in New York City way back in the 1800s. Hmm. So that's sort of what I want to do today. Plus, my drawing style harkens back to the old style 100 years ago of editorial cartoons. That's why I draw them by hand. I want to kind of evoke this old-time American cartoon, yeah, with plenty of labels on it. I know the labels bother everybody, but that's an American tradition. And so I'm kind of a real traditional conservative cartoonist.
Yeah, not only that, you're invoking people to think. You're invoking people to, like, look at something that they're not being presented, you know, with by the mainstream media. Let's talk about you being invited to the summit with President Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty surprised, you know, but when you get invited by the president, you've got to go, right? So if I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., I don't have a big wallet, but if you're going to go to Washington, D.C., you've got to stay at the Trump International Hotel, right? So that's what I booked a couple nights there, and I'm going to fly out tomorrow. And it's really exciting and surreal at the same time. I mean, I sure don't know how to solve the problem of, the social media censorship, but I will sure keep my eyes open and my ears open to any kind of cartoon fodder that can come from anybody's suggestion. I'll draw it.
Yeah, I would, I've been to the White House twice, and I would love to, you know, talk directly to President Trump, like one-on-one, and tell him that, you know, the censorship, because it's taking place, that many people that are sharing his posts, his tweets, they're being shadow banned to where a lot of people can't see it. And the main reason why they're doing that is because they want the American people to believe that President Trump does not have the support from the American people, or the American people are not supporting President Trump. So, and I'm pretty sure when you go there that you're going to get a whole bunch of ideas on different cartoons to draw after this. I can just see that coming, and I would love to love to see some of these that you're going to produce. So, have you thought about any before you're going, or have you started on any for the summit about the censorship? Because I would love to see that.
No, I haven't. I haven't yet, but I definitely will. I mean, it's all kind of surreal to me. I mean, am I really going to go to the White House? You know, I was kind of worried yesterday. Well, maybe Trump's going to rescind his invitation because everybody's trying so hard to, you know, I'm a libertarian. I like the Constitution. You know, I support a wall on our southern border, but mostly, I think Trump's biggest accomplishment thus far is keeping us out of war. I mean, the way he handled the Iran situation was brilliant. And if he can keep doing that, I mean, he'll have my lasting devotion, because that's the most important thing, is to keep us out of another war, especially a world war, which a lot of these, you know, neocons and central banker types, that's what they want. That's what Hillary would have had us in a war by now. And yeah, if you think was elected, you think Jeffrey Epstein would be going down? No way.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Maybe that might be a good cartoon, saying that, you know, showing that Trump is pulling away the suitcase, and the left is probably trying to take the suitcase from him so they can start a war. Something. Yeah. I don't know. That was just an idea. I would love to see something. I'm pretty sure you can think of something. Wheels are turning. So this is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. We have Ben Garrison with us. I don't know if you can stay with us, Ben. We'll see. We'll talk more after the break. All right. See you in a minute.
Hunt collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.